This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. V'omnom, say something about the two Shultanis, the Shultan of Yom, Shultan of Laila, and the Seder of the Anhagis. V'omnom. So in the Zman that's allocated for all these koichos, the darkness in the world increases, becomes stronger. The person also gets some of that tumor, b'shir shenitan lo. So that's the inyan of the Ruach Ra, all these inyanim, that the person, night is a time of Ruach Ra, and that's why in Tulsa Dayim in the morning is a question of whether it's totally in, what's the right word for it, whether it's totally in Shena or in Laila. But all, the Kalal Gadol is, the more a Zman is Mesugal for physical things, the less Neshama is present there, less Kedusha there is, the more Tuma there is. Person is sleeping, there's a header of his neshama. Nighttime is a header of toiv, and all these in yonim are moilid ra. V'neisal zesha kohucha misiri an hoga, shebyesarim yoshin chelke neshmosa yoinim istalkmenek, v'zachan chelke ashlishi. So at night, those part of his neshama are mistalik. V'toyim ta misa b'miktsas, v'uma shama chazal shena echad mishishim b'misa. Exactly the shear and so on, that all has to do with the cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's, I guess, a simple way of hearing it would be that when a person, lo aleinu zanifta, the entire person is gone and the entire guf is chaymer, and therefore it is all tuma. When a person, the shena b'layla affects the koyach hamaisa of Adam. In other words, the person is still living. The person, if he, you know, the person could still be learning divrei Torah, like it says, you know, at night is a time when the neshama can be oimed on certain yonim. Torah wasn't oimed in the day, and so on. But what has become incapacitated at night is the during Shena is the koyach hasi of Adam. In other words, the yadayim of the person are all lacking. And therefore it's tummy. So therefore he says, I guess Rabbi Skizu is a tumma shalom. V'inya ruach hara, shepirsh ha-chomezal, sh'shal yedayim. Yeah. Gimel. V'hine echina ha-chochma yon l'odom, ma'i she'ishtal obay ba'boike, v'yisuroi meim, mima she'nishpal b'matzva layla. So a person every morning is coming from a certain nefila. A person has fallen in many ways. He doesn't have the kaimas adam that stands upright is down. Shriva and shena is b'shriva, and person does not have the power to be poil. The person is his chiyus is nismayet. All of those in yonim means that the person has a certain nefila, and there's a seder avoda to bring the person back. So since the person has fallen and the world has fallen, he has the ability to lift himself up and to bring the world up with him. In other words, it says also, because he's part of that nefila of Laila, so b'meila, when he picks himself up, He has the koyach to bring the world with him. A person can't accomplish things that he's not part of. It's very hard. It's much easier to mashpia on something that you're part of than something that you're not. Since Adam is part of that nefila of Laila, the Mela, it's possible for him to be mashpia and to bring it back again. So the avoida sa Adam ba'boiker, where the focal point is to bring back what's been missing in Balaila and the person particularly, is also going to bring back what the world is missing. So all the inyanim that we associate with Kima, between Telsidayim and the Brochis, and all the inyanim, those are inyanim that are meant, they're not just there to address a specific problem. Like the hands happen to be tame, so b'meila, we're going to happen to have until she died. It's there for the whole matzah of the person to bring it back up again. Hine, ha'poyel arishin hu taras yadayim. The first thing is taras yadayim. Ki hine, heim shenitmu v'shalim ruach ra. The other ones became tame, and the other ones had ruach ra. V'lezet tzorech legarsha mehem alataram. So you have to get rid of this ruach ra. V'hine chok ha'boyes v'al shmoyshe tegorash mehem, al yedei hanetila haru'uya. V'shadon ha'chazal. V'nimtza kol gufay shala adam nitar bazeh, k'moy shekulo ha'yi nitma shrosa shuruach ra aleihem. So netila works for tairas yedayim, and b'meila the person totally becomes tahor. In other words, when the yedayim are tamei, the person is tamei. Even though the guf itself is not tamei, but it means that I'm incapacitated to some degree. Once I have a tairas yedayim, the whole person becomes roi favoid again. And the Nikoina Guf. In other words, the first pu'ulos a person does in the morning are pu'ulos of Nikoya. He's cleaning himself. So physically, the body, the tyrus yadayim, because the Laila was a zman of koiches of ra, psoilas, tuma, etc. were there. In the morning, getting rid of the baggage of the night is what is metaya the person. So that's the first thing, that's the first order of business of Tyra Sa'adam. V'ulam, da'o hei, achaze yovashnei ma'isem, shakayim ba'atzim mekal ta'ayim mitzvis, u'mischabin tukuna tefila, la'shlomas avoyra yoymis le'atzitzis va'tefila. So, tzitzis and tefillin are the first two big mitzvahs that a person takes on. And he's going to explain each one its own inyan, and then together how it creates a certain tikkun and adam. Now, it's interesting. He makes a point that these two, that talis and tefillin, are the rises, obviously. And that makes a lot of sense. The talis yadayim and certainly going to the bathroom are not the rices, they're abundans. So like, what did they do before there was a rabbanan? I mean, going to the bathroom, you can go anytime, but that there's an inyan before tefillah, that a person, it makes itself ready. The Gemara says that this is kabbalah samashayim shalem shlema, is when a person cleans himself. So, and it tells the daim, it's a takanas chachamim. It could be it's an early takana. But what did they do beforehand? Did they do it for him? What did they do beforehand? So I'm not sure. In other words, you could say that it was done, but it wasn't a takana. The different ways of trying to understand, the way he's saying it here, what bothers me is Lamaisi is explaining that this is a very fundamental mahalach in Inyani Avoida. This is nighttime is, we're not talking about a kind of an incident, and then we have like the Rabbanis, the Xeris, and so on, or even the Rabbanis, the Akonis, like Kriyas Megillah. So before there was a Achashverus, there was no Megillah. It makes a lot of sense. before there was Hashem, before there was Yevanim, there was no Hanukkah. That makes a lot of sense. But what's the pshat on these inyanim over here? We're talking about such important tikkunim. Why wasn't there before? Where was it? So I'm not sure. The one point that I guess I could add is there is the Maral explains the Gemara dashes is kadashim v'yisim k'toshim, this is my mishanim, this is my machronim, and the Gemara dashes from a pasuk. So the Maral asks the obvious. I mean, these are the rabbanans, clearly rabbanans. So what does it mean we dash it from a pasuk? Like, well, why are we stopping a pasuk in? If it's clearly of the rabbanan. So the Maral explains that the rabbanans, especially those that are dashing from sukkim, the pshat is like this: the inyan is a doraisa, the chiyuv is a rabbanan. So you can say to yourself, it doesn't exist. The Chachamim invented it. They come up with an idea that there's Mayim Shainim and that there's Mayim Achainim. They instituted it. What learning from a pasuk tells us something different. That the Torah itself has presented the inyan of Mayim Shainim and Achainim. That inyan exists. It's one is called Viz Kadash and one's called Viz Amkdoshim. And that's lies in that. But the Torah wasn't mechayev you to be makbid on it. It's just like, let's give it a mashal, a cotton that does a mitzvah. So the mitzvah that he's doing is a real mitzvah. A cotton eats matzah. So he's eating matzah, he's doing my mitzvah. The Torah wasn't mechayev it. And so on. So here also, Viskadash Mitzvah means the Torah gave this musik of Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, and it's not an invention. The Moshel, Mikra Megillah is an invention. Until Chazal came along, it didn't exist, then it existed. In Mice, it's not true about Mikra Megillah either. Chazal found a remez for the Psukim, which means that the Indian has a Tzad Deraisa. The Chiyuv is a rabbanit kechiyah. The Torah said, this is the inyan. So at least we have the musig of a seder avoida, which is a seder avoida that's already in the Torah. So the netila and all these inyanim, that seder avoida could be, is in the Torah, except that the Torah did not mandate any of it, and we do it on our own. So just like the marshal, going to the mikveh is only a chiyuv when you're going to eat truma or going to Beis HaMikdash. But the inyan of the truma and the tara is the raisa. So even though a person who has no intention of eating truma or going to Beis HaMikdash has no chiyuv to go to the mikveh, but he's a tameh. And it's like, yeah, I can make other things tameh and so on. So here also could be that's the pshat over here. So those two inyanim, even though they're not chiyuvim deraisa, it could be that the shayrish somehow is deraisa. Then he says afterwards, vulam ma'achas yevash ne ma'isim. So these two ma'isim are already in tarek mitzvus. Umischabim tikuni atfila lashans v'ayyemis. So tzitzis and tefillin, he's going to explain as follows. I guess the point that he's trying to make is, tzitzis and tefillin are a chiyuv that are independent of davening, really. The tzitzis you're supposed to wear all day. If you have a beggar dal kamfis, any beggar dal kamfis wear all day tzitzis. And tefillin, people wore it all day. It was like a yarmulke. Tefillin was the Jewish levush. You have to wear it all day. Chazal gave it a special kepeid in tefillin, in tefillah. In other words, krishma, you're being made shek without it. And for tefillin, there's that inyan. So b'meila, when we're looking at talis and tefillin, what place do they occupy in avoda, we need to look at both sides. We need to look at each one separately, in terms of what is tallis accomplish? What does tefillah accomplish? Then we have to ask ourselves, in tefillah, both of them are required, both are associated. And b'meila, that's what we have over here. I want to add one more point, going back a little bit about the Ruach Ra and so on. The Rishonim say that the inyan of the tumah that descends on a person, Rachmana Litzlan, who's nifta, so it's because the klal is like this. The bigger a vacuum is, the more it fills with garbage. So if something is a big space, a big vacuum, it gets filled with a lot of bad. Small space, little muscle, if they fill a tooth and they don't do it correctly, and there's a hole left inside, there's space left inside, there will be infection there, because that's the nature of empty space. Empty space invites bad to come in. It's the same reason why a person who doesn't do anything all day, if a person has an empty day, then bad comes in. It's not a question of, being just not doing something, having empty time, too much empty time in your hand, automatically includes doing something wrong. So the neshama of a person, when it leaves, since the person's neshama is a big neshama, obviously don't mean physically, but it's big. So b'meila, the space it leaves, the chalul it leaves, is big, and b'meila, the amount of bed that occupies it, is big. Like a kolagolmen, a yitzagolmen, a type of thing. If a person is a big person, and Adam is chashev, or more chashev, or balechayim, when he loses the tzuras Adam, when a dead person is called a chalul, hollow, he doesn't. So there's a very big chalul, and b'meila, what the koach hatumah that comes in is a very powerful koach hatumah. The same thing when a person at night, when his neshama leaves a person b'miktsas, it's because of the chalul that was left, because of in a human guf there was an empty space. That's where the makom tumah comes in. It's specifically because there's a chalul there. His neshama and mind are not really there now. So in that chol, that's where you get it. A bal chai has much less neshama, doesn't have really neshama, and memela, it does not produce that tumah. Same thing, a goy doesn't produce that tumah's mace. He produces it much, much less, the tamtami ba'oyel, because, again, it doesn't have that darga of tumah. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Yes.